Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Purple Pool by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lillis. Chapter 1. A Big Surprise. The Alden children were all in the living room of their grandfather's big, comfortable house in Greenfield. Benny sat on a window seat, gazing out. Rain splattered against the cold glass. Benny sighed.
Isn't it ever going to stop? It's been raining for 4 days, and I'm bored.
Henry looked up from the book he was reading and said to his 6-year-old brother, "Come on, Benny, we'll play some checkers." Benny shook his head.
"Thanks, Henry, but I've played a million games of checkers in the last few days."
Henry laughed. "Well, not quite a million games. How about if we do that new jigsaw puzzle you have?" Benny thought for a minute.
"I think that puzzle is too easy for a boy who's 14 like you."
Jesse walked over to them.
"Is it too easy for a 12-year-old girl?"
"I think so,"
Benny said. Violet joined them.
"How about a 10-year-old girl?"
Benny shrugged.
"I think you're all just trying to be nice to me."
"I know," Jesse said enthusiastically. "Let's ask Mrs. McGregor if we can bake cookies."
"That I like," Benny said. "But what will we do after that?"
Grandfather Alden was sitting in a big easy chair in the corner of the room, with Watch dozing at his feet. He folded the newspaper he had been reading and put it in his lap.
"You know," he said, "I have to go to New York City tomorrow on business. I'll be there a few days. How would you children like to come with me?"
"To New York?"
Jessie cried out, hardly believing what her grandfather had said.
"I've never been there,"
Benny said.
"None of us has," Violet added.
"Wow," Henry said. "Would we like to come with you to New York? You bet we would."
Violet ran over to Mr. Alden and threw her arms around him.
"Oh, Grandfather, that would be wonderful."
Mr. Alden rose from his chair.
"I'll call the Plymouth Hotel and get rooms for all of you."
He walked into the den, and the four children followed him eagerly. He dialed the hotel number and waited for an answer. Then he said,
"Reservations, please."
"That's us,"
Benny whispered to Violet.
"We're reservations,
Jesse filled in.
"That's what I said,"
Benny answered proudly.
"Shh,"
Violet said, as Grandfather continued his conversation.
"This is Mr. James Alden. I have a reservation for a room from tomorrow until Thursday, but now I'm bringing my grandchildren with me. Do you have a suite with 3 bedrooms and a sitting room?"
He looked at the children and smiled.
"And perhaps a kitchenette?"
A kitchenette?
Henry and Violet said together.
"You do?"
Mr. Alden said.
"Good. I'll take that, and we'll check in tomorrow afternoon. Thank you."
He hung up the phone and went back to the living room with the 4 children at his heels. When he had settled in his chair again, he said,
"There are some guidebooks to New York City on the 2nd shelf in the bookcase in the den. Why don't you all look through them and decide what you want to do? I'll be working part of the time, so Henry and Jesse, you'll be in charge."
The children found the guidebooks, and Violet said,
"Let's take them to the boxcar and look at them there."
"It's raining so hard,"
Benny said.
"We can run down," Jesse said. "A little rain won't hurt you."
"Maybe Mrs. McGregor can give us a snack to take with us,"
Benny said hopefully. Jesse laughed.
"That sounds familiar, Benny, but it's a good idea."
In the kitchen, Mrs. McGregor was baking an apple pie.
"Do you have any cookies and fruit, Mrs. McGregor?"
Benny asked. Mrs. McGregor wiped her floury hands on her apron and opened a big cookie jar on the counter. She took out 7 chocolate cookies and put them on a plate.
"We're going down to the boxcar. I'll wrap them so they don't get wet,"
Violet said. She took some paper napkins and put them around the plate. Then she put the plate with the cookies into a big paper bag. Henry took some pears out of the refrigerator and packed them in the bag with the cookies.
"We're ready now, Benny," he said. "Let's go."
The children ran down to the boxcar, which was in the garden. Jesse remembered how they had lived in the boxcar after their parents had died. They had run away because they were supposed to go and live with their grandfather. They had heard he was a mean man. When Mr. Alden found them, they had all realized how wonderful he was. They had happily gone to live with him. Mr. Alden had even brought along the boxcar for the children to play in. The Aldens climbed into the boxcar and sat on the cushions on the floor. Henry went to the shelf that held the dishes they had found and used when they had lived in the boxcar. He took a plate and put the pears on it. Benny took a cookie and bit into it.
"Very good,"
he said.
"When didn't you think a chocolate cookie was good?"
Henry asked.
"I guess never,"
Benny replied. Jesse was already going through a guidebook. Violet and Henry each looked through one, too.
"We have to go to the Empire State Building," Jesse said.
Benny leaned over her shoulder and looked at the picture.
"I know that building."
He stooped to look at the caption underneath.
"Does that say it's 102 stories high?"
"Yes, Benny. You read that by yourself,"
Jesse said. Benny beamed proudly. He was just learning to read. Violet was reading about the Statue of Liberty.
"We have to take a ferry to get to it. I'll like that," she said.
"There's a whole room just of armor at the Metropolitan Museum," Henry said excitedly.
"There's so much to do," Violet said.
"And don't forget, we have to eat, too,"
Benny added. Jesse laughed.
"I'm sure there are plenty of restaurants in New York."
The Aldens stayed in the boxcar for a long time, eating their snack and going through the books. Every few minutes, one of them would cry out the name of another thing they wanted to see or do. At dinner that night, as the Aldens were finishing the delicious chicken Mrs. McGregor had made, Mr. Alden said,
"I have some work to do in my office tomorrow morning. If we leave Greenfield in the afternoon, we'll get to New York in time to settle in our rooms and have dinner."
"How long will it take to drive there?" Jesse asked.
"About 4 hours," Grandfather said. "Now the weather is very cool, so pack warm things. We'll probably go to the theater one night, so you'll want something dressier than jeans for that."
"I'm going to start packing right now," Jesse said.
"Me too,"
Violet agreed. By the time Grandfather was ready to go the next day, the children had been packed and waiting for hours. They started off, waving to Mrs. McGregor, who stood in the driveway with Watch.
"Take care of him,"
Benny cried out.
"Don't you worry," Mrs. McGregor replied. "We'll do fine."
As Grandfather drove, the Aldens played a variety of games to pass the time. They counted how many blue cars they saw, then red ones. They watched for out-of-state license plates. They played word games. Finally, Mr. Alden said,
"We're on the Henry Hudson Parkway, and that's the Hudson River on our right. New Jersey's on the other side of the river."
"Is that the river Henry Hudson sailed on?"
Jesse asked.
"Same one,"
Grandfather said.
"Soon you'll see the George Washington Bridge."
After a little while, Benny shouted,
"Is that it?"
He pointed to a long bridge.
"That's it," Mr. Alden said.
"It's so beautiful," Violet said. "So graceful," Jesse added.
They rode down the highway, admiring the tall apartment buildings to their right, on the banks of New Jersey, and the lovely park to their left, which Grandfather said was called Riverside Park. Beyond the park were even more skyscrapers. Then they got off the highway and drove to their hotel. All the way, the Alden children looked at the big buildings and cars and trucks and crowds of people. Finally, they reached the hotel. Grandfather drove into the garage, where a young man in a uniform ran to the car. He opened the trunk with the keys Mr. Alden gave him and piled all the luggage onto a cart. A garage attendant gave Mr. Alden a ticket.
"I'll take care of your car, and the bellboy will take you to the check-in desk."
The family got into an elevator, and soon they were in the hotel lobby.